That's correct.
Those were my only comments, Rachel.
Okay.
I guess the EconoPac developers agreement, our end is pretty much taken care of, but I noticed the fire department had 4 comments. I don't believe that they have addressed those comments yet.
No, I wouldn't think so. They only came in like Friday.
2 days ago, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they're not going to be here. Maybe they will be, who knows?
Gary, how do you feel about gray towers?
We've done it every year.
Yeah.
I would argue against their plan and suggest instead that they only close one direction and send all the traffic up when they come out of the upper parking lot. So they're not sending, what they do is they send everybody back down the hill when they leave gray towers. So you end up with the people standing in the middle of the street trying to direct all the traffic into the parking lot and the traffic coming down the hill from gray towers.
I thought they didn't allow any parking up at gray towers for that.
No, they use, my understanding is they use all the parking lots for that. Do we expect that somebody will be here?
No.
I always have an argument with them because they try to make me go into the parking lot instead of going to my house.
Yeah.
Because they don't recognize that anybody lives there.
Right.
The only trouble and I'm going like this and they're going like that.
I don't know how they can shut it off, but and only allow them out the upper end and not have traffic coming down the road.
Because you think everybody will just go around it. That's what they'll do.
Yeah.
That's probably logical. But the people standing in the middle of the street, the traffic comes down the hill to their back.
I think what I'll do is I'll talk to them. I don't know whether we don't have any no left turn. We'll shut it off up at the top, and maybe I can get them to, for people going out the upper parking lot, just have them make it left turn only so they can't turn down the road.
Right. Would they be able to get around the barrier at the top?
Yeah, we'll just put it on the okay. one where
on the one side. Yeah, that, that's the plan
closed,
that I would like.
Nice. Where it says road closed, and then I'll have them take our extra. So when they come out of the upper driveway, mm-hmm. they have to make a left. They can't make a right and go back down.
Yeah, that I think would be safer.
I will call her and talk to her. I don't know this guy, but.
Because it does get crazy when the traffic is coming out
to
her back.
Through. Right.
And she will still have traffic coming out of my neighborhood that's coming that way.
Yeah. But I'll call Beth and we'll get that blocked off. So when they come out of there, they can't make a right turn. They got to make a left to go out the upper, up on Route 6.
That's, I think, the safest thing.
Yeah. They get a hell of a crowd there. But I think this is going to be a rainy weekend.
Well, like I said, I have an argument with them every year. Because they keep they're trying to direct everyone emphatically into the parking lot.
You should just go up to next door and go in. That way they can't argue with it.
Yeah, well, if I remember ahead of time, I'll do that.
You get so calm.
Or I just don't go anywhere. Come home on Friday night and don't go anywhere until they're done.
I had another tree down up there the other day up there. On the other side of you, down out of the woods. 10:30 at night, no wind, no nothing, just about that big around.
Oh, well, not good.
Have to come down across the lawn there where the doctor used to live, Dr. Buckley's. I know the guy lives there, but I only know him.
The swamp, I think, does him in over there, across the street there.
Well, this come out of the Route 6 side. Come across.
Right, and there's a swampy area on that upper corner.
Yep.
And it seems like that no trees seem to last up there without coming down in
the
recent
years. I don't
know
the guy's real name. I know him as Meatball. The guy at Dr. Buckley's house.
I don't know.
I don't know his real name. He's a friend of my wife's and everything.
Known him a long time?
I have known him a little bit.
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Hanging in there.
Okay, so the developer's agreement, we have one white item.
Looks like there's a pen there.
Yeah.
Under modification.
Thank you.
Are we good with all the dates that we scheduled?
May 19th and the 5th, yeah.
Okay. No, the 2nd and the 5th.
Yeah, I know.
October 2nd.
October 2nd would be for.
October 2nd, what did we schedule? Because we scheduled hearings for everything, basically. Actually, I'd like to cancel October 16th. That was our discussion, since we're doing the hearing on the 19th instead.
Yes.
But we can do that on the 2nd, just in case we have.
October 2? Yeah. That's the regular meeting. That's fine.
Yeah, that's
October 5th is what?
No, not October 5th.
Okay.
November 5th.
Oh, November 5th.
November 5th.
The water?
Yeah, because we already had something scheduled for the 2nd.
You mean 6th.
I thought I brought it in because I have these 6th.
I mean, it should be on the 6th.
Yeah, 6th, because 5th is my Sunday.
No, the 6th is, so it's November 8th.
November 8th.
Because of Election Day.
Right.
We had to move.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, that does correspond with Lehigh Township, but I'll see if I can sneak out of there. That's the Saldo hearing. Who knows? Maybe your Saldo hearing won't take that long.
Yeah, that's what that was, right? The wellhead is the 2nd, and the Saldo is November 8th.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. We are good on those dates.
Okay, and how are we on this Belcher lot combination?
Good.
Good.
Went through the deed today and the map. Everything's good. Sent Shahana a letter this afternoon, I think. Did you get that? I'm Belcher. I sent you a letter.
Yes, it should be in the pile.
Good. Yeah, I sent a letter saying that review to approve it.
Okay.
Recommended for approval.
Okay.
Sometimes you need.
We don't need to schedule a hearing for that, right?
No. No. On combination, no. The only problem with that is that the numbers are so small because the map prints out 8.5 by 11 on the email. You can't make it any bigger to print it.
Well, you have bigger ones here.
No, I have my magnifying
glass
that I use.
Very good.
I almost threw it away about 10 years ago. I was thinking, what do I need this for? Still use it.
Okay. We still have 5 minutes.
Yeah. 4 on my watch, but who's counting?
4 on my watch now. The slaughter.
Yeah, for tonight's hearing, it's just a basic letter saying everything is in conformance.
Municipal authority of the borough of Milford, which is what I have been using.
It's the municipal authority of the borough of Milford is what it should be.
Is that what it should be?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'm taking this back. Only because I kept looking at the...
Unless they officially changed your name, I don't know if they're
I looked online and I kept
hearing...
It
still says municipal authority of the borough of Milford.
It does, okay.
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, so that is correct, okay.
Yeah.
Because I kept thinking, well, they're referring to the Milford Water Authority.
Yeah, they're referring to the Water Authority, but if they, if the official...
Because that's what I had as the official name.
The official authority name is the Municipal Authority of the Borough of Milford.
Oh, my God, so that is correct. Thank you. I'll take this back. Mm-hmm. I was going to hand it in to you, but you'll get it with the PDF.
Just a PDF.
Well, no, it's the original. We have to give you the original. Somebody's got to.
No, the township can get the original. I just sent you the PDF. I'm trying to clean out storage areas.
Yeah, because my confusion was Borough of Milford. You guys are township.
Yeah.
I was completely confused.
Well,
doesn't take much.
There are some who think that it should be a joint authority, but it's not formed that way.
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Do we have any representation on the Water Authority anymore?
Yes, Craig is still on it.
Is Craig still on it?
Mm-hmm, and he's still here.
Okay.
But we're down to just the one.
Yeah.
Because we used to have two.
We used to have two. Mm-hmm. They probably don't want us to have two.
Well, they replaced him with someone else, so.
I know.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Hello.
Hi, folks. Welcome.
Thank you.
How's it going? All right, how you doing, Jeff?
I don't think we're ready to deal with any of the personnel applications because we just don't have enough.
I got 31 today.
Yeah. How many were actual, like, local people? Did it look like
none,
any?
None.
Right.
None of them had any road experience. They were caretakers. They were unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, it just went up on Friday, so...
I started reading some of them myself.
I read
them
all.
I'm trying to circulate it more locally, both of them, because we're not getting any local applicants. We're getting Monroe County folks.
Well, the problem
mostly
is...
Mostly.
On unemployment, they got to fill these out.
Right. Yeah.
Part of the unemployment requirements.
Yep. But also, I know the first ad didn't say which town, you know, where it was. So... That can make it also difficult. Welcome, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.